The Lord be with you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew, the 21st chapter, beginning at the 23rd verse. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The introduction to the Gospel. Jesus is in the final week of his earthly life. Soon he will be condemned by the Sanhedrin, of which the chief priests and elders are members. In the story of the fig tree, he has demonstrated to his disciples the importance of faith. And now we carry on. When Jesus entered the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority?" Jesus said to them, "And I will also ask you one question. If you tell me the answer, then I will also tell you by what authority I do these things. Did the baptism of John come from heaven, or was it of human origin?" And they argued with one another, "If we say from heaven, he will say to us, 'Why then did you not believe him?' But if we say of human origin, we're afraid of the crowd, for all regard John as a prophet." So they answered Jesus, "We do not know." And he said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I'm doing these things. And what do you think? A man had two sons. He went to the first and said, 'Son, go and work in the vineyard today.' He answered, 'I will not.' But later he changed his mind and went. The father went to the second and said the same. And he answered, 'I go, sir.' But he did not go. Which of the two did the will of his father?" They said, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes are going into the kingdom of God ahead of you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and the prostitutes believed him. And even after you saw it, you did not change your minds and believe him." The Gospel of Christ. Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ. I speak to you in God's holy name, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. We've been looking for the last while at something called quantum spirituality, looking at the latest advances in physics and the understanding of physics from the minute world of quantum. And we've been looking at the spiritual implications of this. And we've discovered that faith is not set for all time, but is dynamic and alive, just as the universe is dynamic and alive. And that faith is a verb. This dynamic understanding can be embraced or rejected upon our own emotional needs. Some people hate the idea that faith is alive. Other people embrace it. That things are changing as more knowledge comes apparent and the life goes on and God keeps on creating. For we know that the universe is ever expanding. There's more creation all the time happening, and we're a part of it. But this is not a new understanding. In 1385, Julian of Norwich, saint and mystic, wrote, "All manner of things, all will be well. All will be well. All manner of things will be well." And she wrote this during the Black Plague. And she was walled in beside a church for all of her life. But she was a mystic and understood that God was dynamic and things would work in the long run. She understood that God is in us and around us and that we are in God as well as God being in us. Today we call that panentheism. Quantum spirituality allows us to worship with an assurance that our faith in God is congruent with the dynamic reality of the universe. That we're not worshiping some kind of human-made idea, but something that's really alive and really there. So for me, living in 2020, quantum spirituality is the key that we can talk about with assurance to other people, as well as have personal assurance. And we know through science that God's creation happened through the energy of evolution. And we call that energy the Holy Trinity. And we're all connected through the power of God and the energy of the Holy Spirit, and connected through Christ, who is the divine matrix. We have some new insights that are coming now. The Collider in Europe has demonstrated new parts of energy that we're just starting to know about. And this may change. I mean, science is always dynamic and changing too. But as of now, they have found some energy, very small subatomic particles called zero-point energy, and they've hypothetically called it tachyons. And these tachyons are found throughout the galaxies, and they're patterns of our thoughts and manifestations of the human body as well. They think that the zero-point energy vibrates, rotates, has polarity, and never at rest. And it travels at a speed a billion times the speed of light. And they think these tachyons are in our head when we think. Our thought processes is an electronic energy, and this is traveling in the brain at a billion times the speed of light. That's why it's so instantaneous. When you touch your head, you feel it immediately. There's no delay. It's faster than light. And they've done these studies across North America, and they think that's the only understanding they have is this tachyon. And they've called it in the brain the ascetic field. Creation is made up of vibrations of energy, the string theory, similar to the vibrations that you see from a guitar. And all of these vibrations pile on one another, and they form something called a brain. Not B-R-A-I-N, but B-R-A-N-E. And they eventually compound together as to atoms, and then atoms evolve over a lot of time into all the life forms. So everything started out as a vibration of this very fast energy. The spiritual implication of this is that we're part of a quantum dance of the Holy Trinity. God the Creator, God the Holy Spirit, the evolution, the energy of evolution, and Christ, who is the divine matrix that brings it all together. So that's pretty exciting for me. We are part of the ever-radiating Big Bang of holy energy, God's quantum energy, the Holy Quantum Trinity, we might call it. And we progressive Christians call this quantum dance Holy Cosmic Creator, Divine Matrix of Christ holding us together, and the Holy Spirit, the energy of evolution. So in the midst of this, why do we have baptism? Why do we have Dave here today to be baptized? And he will be for a few minutes the newest member of the church in the Anglican Communion worldwide. He'll join a group of people that are 90 million strong around the globe. Well, baptism is a sacrament. It's an outward sign of an indwelling quantum energy and love of God. And today we are again recognizing and affirming that God is in us and that we are in God. And David is joining in that affirmation. Science is devoted to helping us understand what the world and the universe are really like and how they came to be. But we're part of the spiritual world, and its spirituality is designed to help us all to access this truth confidently and emotionally, so as to live together with the rest of the creation in a respectful and restorative way based in love, peace, and understanding. Now that's a different understanding than we used to have. We used to think that we were the only ones as Christians, but we're now understanding, and I think most of us have for a long time, that we are connected to other people on the planet, that we're all part of God's creation. we understand our doorway to joining in that matrix is through Jesus. And we see our comfort level as Christians, but we're part of a community that's way bigger. And baptism that David is undertaking, that all of us undertook, and affirmed that our confirmation is a commissioning to a ministry of intentional undertaking as an active person who's a part of the universe. You're not just, David, a part of your own little family. No, there's not just you and Valerie, and not just you and your mom, but you're part of a universal family. And that's the undertaking that we are in God and God in us, and we are connected to each other, and we're connected to all life. And that's an important thing, because in the West, we've had this idea that we are somehow superior to all other life, and we can use it as we see fit. But as progressive Christians, we are learning a new truth and reality, that we are connected to all life. Baptism opens a new vision of life ministry and responsibility to live as a person of God, working to be a good ancestor. We all need to be good ancestors so that the world we pass on to a baby who's being born today, when that baby is 90 years old and holding a child that's a baby 90 years from now, when that 90-year-old, that baby grows to be 90 years old, 180 years old, seven generations from now, they will have a good life. But decisions we make now have an impact on what's going to happen then. So we are working to be good ancestors, passing on a healthy planet to the generations to come through our choices today. I ask for God's blessing as we now continue in our service of the baptism. And I'd ask Graham if he would run the slide.
Yeah, the slide's not running.